Ok, bah c'est top.
Non,
so we're going to take our cues from Moshe Rabbeinu as to what the essence of Mamad Har Sinai was all about. What are we supposed to accomplish at Mamad Har Sinai? So, of course, the simple accomplishment is supposed to be to get the Aseret Dibros, to get the Torah, but it's much more than that. The Torah tells us in the end of Parshas Yisro that when Klal Yisrael see the Kailos and the Brokim and they hear the call Shofar and they start to shake and they're tittering and they're shaking, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, good, that's exactly what's supposed to happen. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated this entire event in Mamad Har Sinai, not just to give us the Torah. The Torah could have been given, could have sent Moshe up to Har Sinai, could have received the Torah, sent it back to Klal Yisrael. The reason why it was given was such a public demonstration of Kedus and Barakim was to instill in Klal Yisrael the significance of Yerushalayim, to instill in us what it means to see the Mar HaShechina, what it means to see the in a glimpse of vision of the mashu of the divine presence. That's what the Kodesh Baruch wanted to accomplish. So as such, as we're about to celebrate about Matan Teresenu, so it behooves us to take a little bit of time tonight just to almost learn through the sugya a little bit about Yerushalayim, just understand what exactly Yerushalayim is, what we're supposed to accomplish, and we can, obviously we can't do justice to Yerushalayim in a few moments. Yerushalayim is a lifetime study. But maybe we'll touch on one mashu, one tipa min hayam, one drop in the ocean, what Yerushalayim is supposed to be about. Maybe it'll help us, give us a little bit of a chizuk to be a service as we approach by Matan Teresenu. The Psukim tell us in Parshas Vaschanon that Moshe Rabbeinu calls out to Klal Yisrael and almost challenges Klal Yisrael. Ki sha'alna liyam rishen m'shayu lefanecha. Moshe Rabbeinu calls out to Klal Yisrael and says, do some history, study some history, and ask around, find out what the world was like. Ask about what has happened in world history from the day one, from the first moment in time when Adam HaRishon was planted on this place to this world. And not only should you study the history books of the past, but ask around, ask the Mosaylam. Send an email around to the entire world and find out. Did this event ever happen? Is there any recollections or any mashu, any zeichman, any of the books of history, any dumas ha'olam from across the globe have any recollection of the following? And what was the question posed to Klal Yisrael? Hashama am kol elokim medaber mitoch ha'esh kasheshamat atov ha'yechi. Has there ever existed a nation who heard the voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam from amidst the flames and has survived to tell the story? Namely, Moshe Rabbeinu is challenging Klal Yisrael and saying, what you experienced, Mamad Har Sinai, what we're all about to experience in a short time, is something that is unprecedented in world history, never before happened, never to be repeated. And now the Torah puts a little bit of a background, a little bit of a context into what was just said. In Pasuk Lamed Daled, not only is Mamad Har Sinai unprecedented, Oh Hanisa Lekim Lavo Lakachas Lo Goy Miker of Goy, B'Masos B'Yosos V'Mavsim V'Milchama V'Yan Chazeko V'Zro Netuya V'Maroim Gedolim K'chol She'asol Lachem Hashem Lakechem B'Mitzrayim Minecha. Just as Mamad Har Sinai never happened before, never will be repeated, so to the events that led up to Mamad Har Sinai, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the bridge of Yetzias Mitzrayim to Mamad Har Sinai, we just, Baruch Hashem, was zoicha to complete. I always say it's one of the greatest sources of relief of the entire year. When you count the last night of Shmira, I always get that. Read the sigh of relief, Baruch Hashem. And the Torah connects those two events and says that just as Mamad Har Sinai never before happened, never again will happen, never happened to anybody else, the same is true for Yetzias Mitzrayim. And look how the words of Yetzias Mitzrayim are described by the Torah Kedosha. The Torah goes through almost a brief synopsis of what the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim was. Hanisa lekim lavoy lakachas lagoy mikarev goy. The Ribbono Shel Olam took one nation out of the midst of another nation. And the Ribbono Shel Olam took Klal Yisrael to become his. And how did he do it? B'masos, b'ovsim, b'osos, I'm sorry, b'movsim, b'mochama, b'yad chazok, b'zru netuya. I left out one for a purpose. The Torah describes Bekitza Nimrots, all the events of Parshas Va'era and Parshas Bo, the Masos and the Osos and the Motsiv and the Chom of Yachazachos and the Tui, everything that we just spent not all that long ago, just a few short weeks ago, sitting around the Seder tables, recounting and retelling and re-experiencing the Osos and Motsiv, Yachazachos and the Tui. And then we get to the grand finale. The Torah is almost building up for us of Maroim Gedolim. The very last thing that's mentioned is the Maroim Gedolim. How do you translate Maroim Gedolim? So Chazal give us a little bit of a hint, because the same phrase, Maroim Gedolim, appears in Parshas Kisavo with a Mora Gadol. When the Jewish farmer comes every year to bring Bikurim, so he tells over the story of Tzias Mitzrayim, and he recounts the Mora Gadol. So the Teshuvah Bapet tells us exactly what the Mora Gadol is, and we say it each and every year. We say it about the Seder. We say of Mora Gadol, who remembers? Test the Mora Gadol, Zo, Gilui Shechina. That refers to Gilui Shechina. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, das is the Mora Gadol. That's the Mora Gadol. That's the Maroim Gedolim. And in the Haggadah, Chazal actually quote this pasuk to support that idea. So Chazal make the link. Chazal say the Mora Gadol of Havas Bikurim is the Maroim Gedolim of this parsha, which is almost the prerequisite to Mamre Sinai. You can't get to Mamre Sinai unless you experience the Mora Gadol of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem, we've been building and counting and experiencing and referencing back and back and back to the Lel HaSeder, to the celebration of Pesach. That puts us into the spirit of experiencing with the Moroim Gedolim of the Mora Gadol of Zoy Gila Shechina. So what we're about to embark upon is nothing short of Zoy Gila Shechina, that event that is again unprecedented in history, unprecedented in world history, and yet occurred once for Klal Yisrael. And as the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, that each and every year when we celebrate Yom Tovim, so Yom Tovim not just a commemoration of events of the past, but Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into Zman those same koichas that the Zman was endowed with thousands of years ago. Rosh Hashanah is endowed every year, the koichas of Din and Yom Kippur is endowed with the koichas of Tshuva, and Sukkot is endowed with the koichas of Simcha, and Pesach is endowed with the koichas of Geula, and Shavuos is endowed with the koich of Zagi Lashchina, of Mora Gadol, to be able to experience, to be able to feel, to be able to walk away from a Yontem of Shavuos saying that, I saw the Shechina, I experienced the Shechina Kadosha. A person becomes a different person upon experiencing the Shechina. How do we go about doing this practically? So, practically, we live in a world of halacha. Torah Kadosha gives us not just these grandiose, esoteric goals to reach, the Torah tells us how to do it. So if you take a look at the first page of the Maamar Koimus, the Rambam, in Hilchos Yesedi HaTorah, in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam tells us, HaKel, HaNichbad, VaHanoira HaZeh, this Ribbono Shel Olam, Hazeh, that I'm referring to, the Rambam is referencing back what he wrote in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam begins, Yesodei, V'muna Chochmas, that the foundation of all of knowledge and of everything that we believe in is laid out, is to know, to be aware, to be cognizant of the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So now the Rambam, after finishing Perek Aleph, who told us that the Yesodei Yesodus of the entire world is laid out, to know and to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Now the Rambam tells us in Perek Beis, what do you do about that? What are the ramifications? What are the consequences? What are the corollaries of that statement? So the Rambam tells us that once you've accepted for what I told you in Perek Aleph, then the following two mitzvahs kick in. Hakel ha-nichbad v'aneir ha-zeh mitzvah la'ohavo u'liyira mimenu. There are two mitzvahs that are given to us, to how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and one is the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Shenema v'yahavtas Hashem l'kecha, v'nemas Hashem l'kecha tira. So two different psukim, two mitzvahs of the Tag mitzvahs, that open up Perek Beis Ruchas Yisedi HaTorah. So the Rambam here is not writing a sefer in philosophy, or a different Svarim, or in Nebuchim. Here he's writing a sefer halacha. So it's very nice to open up, I say, mitzvah liyira, mitzvah lehoi. How do you go about doing it? Tachlis, Rabbi, give me a quick kitzur shulchan aruch, give me an art school version. How do I do it? So the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Beis continues. Heyachi yaderech la'avos v'yirasa. How does a person accomplish these two mitzvahs? So just from the very introduction of the Rambam, it's very difficult. because the Rambam of the Chayyim is talking about two mitzvahs. So we should start Heyach Aderech La'Avoso, and then Delia. And then you should go on a few halachas of Heyach Aderech La'Yirasa. If in Minyan HaMitzvahs and the count of mitzvahs, the two different mitzvahs, Av and Yir are not the same mitzvah. How come when the Rambam lumps them together, when he begins to define how do you get to the point of these mitzvahs? Because he's about to tell you that the method, the mechanism of arriving to Avos Hashem, as strange as it may sound, as almost contradictory as it may sound, is identical to the method of reaching Yiras Hashem. Obviously, Yiras Hashem, although they're fundamentally different, the vehicle that's used to accomplish both is identical. It says the Rambam, Hechi Aderech La'Avosim Yirasai, B'shoa She'yizbainain Ha'adam B'maisav U'bruav Hanifloim Hagedoilim. A person, first of all, has to be Mizbainain. To be Mizbainain means you have to stop what you're doing. Mizbainain means not just to meditate, not just to think, but to put your whole koichas and nefesh, to stop everything and to focus. Literally to focus. That's very, very hard in today's generation. To focus. To stop. To be misbonen. To be misbonen about what? The ma'asov. To be misbonen about the ma'isim of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the different actions that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does. Ubru of hanifloim. And the wondrous things that a Kaddish Baruch Hu has created. Hagadolim. The great wondrous things. You plug in to what the Rambam's referring to. What excites you the most? Whether you're a person who gets an unbelievable brew of hanifloim hagadolim from the vast worlds of space. Whether you're a person who, world of biology, whether you're a person who understands a little bit about physics, who understands chemistry, who understands the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Whether you're a person who sees in the Maisa Hashem how history plays out, how all the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding the world along the way and so complicated and convoluted almost with billions and billions of people throughout history and everything is all working around in certain spheres in order to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get to the final, to the end game. So whatever you think is included in Ma'isev Abruv HaNifloim HaGadolim V'yir Mehem Chochmosai, and then the goal of that is to see the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, let me describe to you what the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. She'ein la'erech v'loy keitz. Says there is no thing to compare it to. There is no end to it. It is mind-boggling. I always say that our generation, several last generations, have been blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such an unbelievable outpouring of Chochmas Hashem Yisbarach, such wisdom and knowledge of intricacies of the world that people didn't have in previous generations. And therefore, it almost behooves us. It's a greatest chayvus b'zman hazeh to reach the point that the Rambam's about to describe in terms of Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Now, for much of history, so most people thought that the world was a fairly simple place. I mean, they looked up in the sky, they saw the sun's rise and the sun setting. Yeah, it was pretty amazing, pretty fascinating. Even for the person who doesn't understand anything about the sun, it's pretty fascinating. And then when you start to study it a little bit, and then you start to realize that I'm not an astronomer, very, very little about it. The person starts to understand. God was a boy, right? You start to understand what laws of what orbits and gravity is, and forces. And you start to think about hydrogen atoms and helium atoms and trillions and quadrillions and quintillions and who knows how many atom bombs going off at the same time. Every single split second of the sun, every drop of light, every mash that's coming to you is the equivalent of thousands and thousands and thousands of nuclear reactions that are taking place on one small sun, fairly small in terms of the relative solar system. Everybody once spoke to a person who does a lot of work in the scientific realm, a lot of work studying things under microscopes. So he said some people get unbelievable blown away by the heavens. He said he gets blown away by the little things in this world. He says, if you look at a human cell, he said to me, and you're not a Ma'amin B'Hashem, you're an absolute, I can't even tell you the word that he said, I don't know whether it would be a nice word to say, Ma'amin's a fool, Ma'amin's an absolute moron. Person to walk away, look at it, and between you and me, what's a cell? A cell is garnished. A cell is not the smallest unit, not even the tiniest, it's the smallest unit of life, but it's Ain l'shavi and l'tar. I know there's some people here who know a lot more about these things than I do. I'm sure some people could tell me a little bit more about genes and about DNA and that kind of stuff. They'll be blown away beyond belief. And again, that's only a mashu. Every one of those, every single mashu of a cell is made up of how much many more trillions and quadrillions and ain l'shavi and l'tar. Almost an infinite amount of particles and atomic particles and subatomic particles. Every day there's a new subatomic particle. Lo yuman ki yisupar. She'en l'erech l'ekeitz. So the question is, where do you go from here? So I just studied the entire world from the cosmos to the nucleus of atoms. And where do I go from here? Miyad zok Rambam, hu oyev u'mishabeach u'mifayer u'misaveh. Rambam didn't waste words. Rambam wasn't just I'm writing, a journal. Rambam writes that the response has to be Avas Hashem, Mishabeach, Umifa'er, Umisavet Ta'ava Gedoyla Leida Hashem Hagodol. Person has to have a taiva. You don't use the word taiva lightly. Taiva. You know, Pesar Taiva is, you're looking at the remnants of Pesar Taiva on the table. Right? It's okay. Chavid pre-Shavuos. Okay. Taiva gedoyla. It has to be an unbelievable, it has to be a desire, uncontrollable desire to do what? Lead Hashem HaGadol. To know what Kadosh Baruch, to know who is this creator? What's going on here? K'mosh Amar David Samanafshi L'Elokim L'Kachoy. The Ramach describes himself as being thirsty for a Kadosh Baruch. That the Ram just told us in Aloha Beis, how to get that? The Vyuch to Avas Hashem. U'chashem Achashi B'dvar Ma'elu Atzman. And as the person is thinking about all that I just said, he's chazing over the cosmos, he's chazing over the cells, and he's thinking about history, and he's thinking about how Kadosh Baruch Hu turns the world upside down, and every single nuance, and Ein L'shavi and L'tayer, and the Rebbe Shalom looks at all of history in one shot. What happens to the person? Miyad, all of a sudden, the Rambam says, when the Rambam is describing, not just in Halach, what to do, it is so clear from the Rambam, he's describing himself, describing this is what happens. I'm almost telling you in autobiography, this is what happens to a person. Miyad hu nirta l'achayrav. He takes a shaking backwards. V'yorei v'yivchod v'yodea shu beri ktana shfeila afeila oimei b'das kala ma'uta. He has a second Reb Chaim in every word of the Rambam. Ram says that a person realizes that he is such pachat, such nerva ayom, that he is a minuscule being, a lowly, humble being. Mi'uta lefnei tomim deos. His das, the greatest genius in the world, the Rambam had to be up there in terms of the top 10 geniuses of the last 1,000 years. As great as a genius as a person is, das kala, it's nothing lefnei tomim deos. It's a late sonus. It's mamish a joke. It's like comparing Einstein to Ribbono Shlom. It's mamish a late sonus. The Einstein brain spends an entire life trying to understand one mashal, one equals mc squared. It's a mashal, a tipim in a yam of Ribbono Shlom's chachma. Moshe Amar David, ki eresh amecha, ma'enosh ki siskirenu. David HaMelech in Tehillim writes that when I look at the skies, I realize how minuscule, how humble I am. The Rambam writes, "Lefiyah dvarim elani mevar klolim gudoyim me'maisi ribon olamim." Therefore, the Rambam says, "I'm going to try to explain to you a little bit about the world." Kadeshiyu pesach lemevin leves Hashem. K'moshe amru chachamim ve'inyan ava shemitoch kach atamakas k'shamav v'hayolam. So basically, what the Rambam just told us is, look at the world, both the natural world and the historical world, and everything goes around. All the ma'isi Hashem is barach, and two things will be accomplished: the ava Hashem and yiras Hashem. So imagine the following. A person just went through this task, just went through this exercise, and he came to the realization that he's mamish, Ram's Lashon, kala b'uta, das kala b'uta. His das is minuscule, is infantile compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine a person just got finished studying a cell, says, picks up the phone, calls up HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Baruch Shalom, I have a suggestion. Perhaps maybe next time you build, you make a world. Maybe you can make the nucleus a little bit bigger. Maybe maybe the mitochondria should be a little bit different. When you're already doing things different in the cells, I got another idea. You know, this idea that you put the Earth 93 million miles away. And if I was making a world, Kenzine 87 would have been enough. Maybe 96, but it would have been a little cooler. Global warming, Kenzine, we could negotiate with building a world now. What would you say about such a person? I would either lock him up. I wouldn't even call him a Russia. He's such a shite, there should be shite him. It's mamash. It's a shite, it's unbelievable. I mean, think of yourselves. Everyone here in their own realm, each one of us is in their own profession. We won't reach a certain degree or whatever it is in our knowledge about different things, whether it's medicine, law, business, chinuch, whatever the case may be. A 3-year-old comes in, comes into the office and says, "Daddy, I think maybe you should do the neurosurgery a little bit different." We wouldn't get angry. It's a joke. It's a mamshal leitzanus. A little kid, not my big kids, but my big kids, they can already comment on the shul, but a little 3-year-old would say, "Abba, I think Reb Chaim meant something else. I don't know what Reb Chaim is, but I think he probably sounds like, probably meant something different." We'd have a good laugh, a little chuckle out of it. Imagine that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks, Kavi Yochel. Let's take a look at the Rambam, the second page. It's the last Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah. We've said it many times, the last Rambams and all the Svarim and Mishnah Torah are always trying to end off with a little bit of Divrei Chizuk, Divrei Sirus, Yerushalayim. So the Rambam in the last Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah, Perches Lochaches, very, very powerful Rambam. Roy La'adam, it is appropriate for a person, look at the word the Rambam used, I don't think it's coincidental, L'hisboinein b'mishpatei HaTorah Kedoshah, that a person should take the time to spend, to focus, to stop and to think about the Mishpatei HaTorah. V'leida sofin yonam kifi kocho, to understand them as best as he can. But, v'davash lo yimtza lo tam, there is going to come a time where even a person spends as much time as he wants, he can, studying the Torah, there are going to things he doesn't understand. He's going to have kashas. They're going to be, the Rambam tells you, they're going to be kashas. There are going to be things you're going to walk away. I don't quite understand. I don't understand the Amkas HaDvar. Says the Rambam, what should our approach be when we don't quite understand it? Don't take the Divrei Torah lightly. Almost like the Marshal we said before. Because you don't understand everything in the Bria, you're going to express an opinion. You don't understand all of history. You're going to express it. The Baal Shem, I think maybe the war should have come out this way. Maybe something else should have happened in that corner of the world. The Rambam says, when a person begins to do those kinds of things in the realm of Torah and Mitzvahs, Al Yeros Lalos El Hashem Pen Yifrat Zbo, right out of Shavuos first day landing. Just as the Baal Shem says to Moshe Ben Tov Klai, so they can't climb up the mountain. You know why? Because if they try to come up too close, Kadosh Baruch Hu's penifrat's bay, they're going to have to be removed. If a person tries to, quote unquote, understand the Torah with the negativity and comes away with the conclusion that, that mitzvah just doesn't speak to me, and that halacha just doesn't make any sense to me, and maybe the Rosh Hashanah should have done a little bit of a different job. So we look at the person and say, fool. Like the person who tells a Kadosh Baruch Hu how to redo the Teva. The person who tells a Kadosh Baruch Hu how to redo the Torah. V'lo tehei machshavto bo ki machshavto b'shad divrecho. Unless the person starts to think about Torah Kedosha like he thinks about other disciplines and other studies. What it's doing in the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, says the Rambam, bo reka mechmir teva me'ilah. Comes around and says, look at the mitzvah of Me'ilah. The mitzvah of Me'ilah is if a person uses something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdosh, by mistake. And what did he use? A piece of wood. Umayim eitzim v'avonim v'ofa v'efer. Physical, tangible things. Wood and stones and dust and dirt. Kevan shenikra shem adon ha'olam aleihem. Because once a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is called on these things, once they become part of the Beis HaMikdash, the Dvarim Bovad Biskachu, they become Kadosh. If a person treats them in a light way, in a disrespectful way, that's a Me'ilah B'Hashem Yisbarach. I feel like it's Shoygeg. Even if it's in an unintentionally Torah Kfarah, he requires atonement. The mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach, Advarim Kedoshim Ad Ma'oid, they are greater than the chokhmah of the world. And how do I know that? As a state in the Zohar, Staka Barayis Bar Yalma, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world based on the rules of Torah. The Torah preceded. The Torah is the chokhmah Hashem and a higher level than the world. Greater than all the rules of astronomy and all the worlds of physics and all the nuclear science and all the, every akol mikol kol, all the chokhmah Hashem is barach. It's all a me'ain of the chokhmah Torah. Shalo yivat adam bahen. A person should never give a kick. Because he doesn't understand it. Should never treat the Divrei Torah like Dvarim Chulin. Now the Ram has a phenomenal interpretation of a pasuk based on this. It says in the Torah, the Torah says you have to be shomer of the chukim and the mishpatim, and you have to be oseh. So you have to be shomer and oseh. V'yomu chachamim, niten shmir v'yasir l'chukim k'mishpatim. That chukim and mishpatim are the same. They both require shmir and they both require asiya. What exactly is the difference between asiya and shmira, says the Rambam? V'yasir yedua, says the Rambam. Asiya, you don't need me to tell it to you. Asiya means to do it. Mamash to do it. V'yishe yaseh chukim. Now what is hashmira? What does it mean to be shomer chukim? Shomer chukim means to acknowledge the significance of the chukim. It means to acknowledge even those parts of Torah that we don't understand, human being cannot understand, to acknowledge the uniqueness of them, to acknowledge the kedusha of them, to acknowledge the significance of them. That's the mitzvah of shmir sachukim. Now the Torah compares Shmir Sechukim to Shmir Sechukim. V'hamishpatim be'em mitzvah shetamim goloi. Says mishpatim, it's very easy to be shomer mishpatim. You don't need a great chokhmah to be shomer mishpatim because they're obvious. V'tovas asiyas bel mazeh yidua. It's a gezel shvichas dam kibbut avayim. You don't need a PhD to figure out that gezel is a good thing to avoid. Shvichas damim is a bad thing to do. Kibbut avayim is a wonderful thing. These are mishpatim. These are obvious. The Chiddush HaTorah is ve'achukim heina mitzvah she'ein time in yedua, things we don't understand. Omru chacham chukim shechakakti, those chukim that I've established l'cha ve'ein l'cha reshus la'ar b'hen, you have no right to question. V'yitzah shladim noig for them. People have trouble with them. V'umas ha'olam mishivin aleihem, and the goyim either actively ask us or in their works and their books and their questions, they make lights on us. Going isa basa chazir, basa b'chala, ve'egla arufa, paraduma, v'sab shalech, b'chashem, the goyim don't even know about most of these things. So they don't ask, but if they did, if they knew, they would ask us. And we read mitzvahs, we read halachos, it doesn't make any sense. Next time you hear those words, it doesn't make any sense, it doesn't seem right, it doesn't fit into our values, into the system that we're, it doesn't fit, it doesn't look right, it doesn't sound right. Just remember the person who asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to to place the sun somewhere else, perhaps. The Rambam continues, V'kama yadavar melech mitztar min aminim ba'agoyim she'em eshivin al achukim. Quotes Pesuch Medehillim that David HaMelech was bothered by these kinds of people. Chosman she'er rol finos ha'betshuvas ha'sheker she'orchel v'yikot tzedas ha'odam ha'yamosif d'veka b'torah. David HaMelech's response to anyone who questioned the authenticity and the truth of Torah, his response was to learn more. Then the Rambam concludes, because it is the end of Sefer Avodah, says the Rambam, karbonos are classic examples of chukim. Notwithstanding, the Rambam in Maran Avuchim gives you, for those people who have difficulty with the world of karbonos, the Rambam tries to give you a little bit of something for people, for a person who lives in that rational world to try to hang on to a little bit. But the Ram says, but the Emes Lamita, like the Ram Mishnah Torah, is that Acharei Kichlei Sakol there together of Chukim. Because the Karbanos are in the realm of Chukim, therefore the entire world rests upon them. It is dafka through the observance of the Chukim and the Mishpatim together that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Olam Haba. And the Torah first commands the Chukim Shnei Mushmat Mesukos Mesmishpata Shiras Asaba Adam B'Chay Bem. That's how the Ram concludes Hilchos Mila concludes Sefer Avodah. So with the Rambam, I think the two Rambams in Hilchos Yisaid Yatar and Hilchos Mila give us a little bit of a mash of a glimpse of what Yir Shemayim is as it relates to Torah, as it relates to Zman Matan Torah Seder in particular. The greatest expression of a person's Yir Shemayim is having an understanding and appreciation that he doesn't understand everything. That a person has an understanding of Torah is here, the Bria is here, the Rebbe Hashem is here, and I'm here. And that's the Gilui Shechina. That's the Mir Gadol. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to get across to us at two events in history. He showed us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what the Ram describes in Ruchas Yisodei HaTorah. He showed us that in the Olam HaTevin, the world of nature, so in the Sharvi and the Tar Chochmas Hashem, by simply changing a little bit of the rules of nature, by simply turning water into blood, and sending frogs, and splitting seas, and doing all the things that don't appear in the science books, all the things that aren't supposed to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it clear as day, B'mara Godot, B'ram Gedoylem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, and as the Borei Olam, Ein Lecha Rishos Lahar Acharav. We have no right to question the Bria of the Rabban Shalom. We have no right to question the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated the message, albeit in a different context, at Zman Matan Torah Seder, Chag HaShavuos, and he gave us Torah Kedosha. But he didn't just send us down, Moshe Rabbeinu, a couple of pages, and you know, a couple of pesukim, a couple of mishnayos, and call it a day. He presented the Torah to us in a way of Marah Gadol to show us, to indicate, who is this person at Torah exactly? Who is giving you the Torah? To appreciate what the Torah is, you have to appreciate who the Nois in the Torah is. So the real avoda, the next couple of days, is to reach this appreciation. Unless the person thinks that this is a negative feeling, that here we can come to the Mirah Gadol, we can walk away with Shavuos, with the feeling, oh yeah, we're just scared and terrified, and you know, trepidation, which is good. But don't forget how the Ram started off with the entire Perek Beis by saying, it's those same feelings that are all of a sudden going to lead to something else. They're going to lead to what the Ram described in Perek Beis. Hech aderech la'avosoi b'shoi shesboi nadam ma'isav. Whereas the Sifrei and the Rambam quotes us in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when a person has evolved himself in Limud HaTorah, all of a sudden he's going to reach for Haftas Shem L'Kecha. Why? Because he's going to be b'zboinein b'ma'isav b'bruah b'anifloim ha'gadoyle. When a person realizes the godless of the Bria and the godless of Torah, he inevitably will reach Yer Shemayim and Abbas Hashem. Person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yontif of Shavuos for Hatzlocha in these two mitzvahs, success in these two mitzvahs, Abbas Hashem and Yer Hashem. That's Tefillah Sayyam. Not only is Shavuos a tremendous time of great growth and tremendous inspiration in terms of the formal mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, but it's a time for us to appreciate what the context of Limud HaTorah is. The context of Limud HaTorah is an expression and a fulfillment of Abbas Hashem and Yir Shemayim. I always have on a personal note, whenever I think about the Yom Tov Shavuos, I always have certain images. You know, we all have images of the Bustiukno, you know, different images of previous generations that we were zeichet to see in our youth. So one of the images that I always have of Shavuos was the Rosh Hashiva Tzal, Shiva Kemiyav, the Regovich Tzal, and the moments right before Shavuos. There was a meeting in Yeshiva that right before they would begin the Daven Ma'ariv, the Yeshiva would come into the Beis Medrash, would sit at the Bima, would sit by a Shtender right next to the Aron Kodesh. It was Otot about to start Ma'ariv. The place was, you could hear Mamsha pin drop. She would start a Nigin. Son Avinu Avirachamon. He'd sing his Avinu Avirachamon. Eventually everyone would start to join along. And that was the beginning. That's how Shavuos started. Avinu Avirachamon, Rachamon Shemaleinu. That was the introduction to the Yom Tov Shavuos. remember I was actually in Kibbutz for 3 Shavuos in a row. I wasn't necessarily in Kibbutz for 3 years in a row, but I kept like coming and going. Any time that they ended up 3 Shavuos in a row. So right before I left for my 3rd Shavuos there, so I remember it was the Shabbos right before I was leaving the next day. It was the day before. So I was telling my parents over the story about how the Shivas have to be back. I'll be back in time to hear the Rashiva's Abirav Rachma. I get to Yeshiva before Shavuos for that was left of Kaid's man the next couple of weeks, and then it's the Elul's man, and Chor's man, whatever one's man left for next. That's another story, not for now. But I remember saying that after being in, after being there for Shavuos, not just for Shavuos, after being there for Erev Shavuos, for the Abirav Rachma, can't start Shavuos out of Abirav Rachma. So I remember my father, Shalom, said to me, "You already heard it 2 years." He said, you have to hear it a third time. So I don't know whether I formulated the answer was a chazaka. So if you do it 3 times, then it sticks to you. Do it 2 times. It's machlokes tanoim, whether it's a chazaka, do it 3 times, then you know it's mukhsa, it becomes part of you. Follow the vater. There's a vater, pay for my ticket also. So I'm rough, I should go here, I'll be rough, racham on that. So the two most inspiring of Avinu Avraham ones in my life, besides the one we're going to have tonight in a minute, hopefully everyone knows the nigger. I assume everyone knows the tune. Avinu Avraham, I hope. Okay. So before we get to that, I'll share with you. I've for sure shared this before, but the other very, very inspiring time I was zeichet to see Avinu Avraham was on the spur of the moment. Again, I've told over the story, I'm sure, but it's always good. Yafa Dav Vito, that when a few years ago when I took some of the bachur from the Shiva Berlin on a trip through parts of Poland. So we were in the Beis HaKvaros in Warsaw. And the Beis HaKvaros in Warsaw, obviously we were the Netziv and Reb Chaim or Reb Berry, which is, it's fascinating historically because neither of them lived in Warsaw. the Netziv ended up in Warsaw, if I'm not mistaken, because of medical, he lived in Volozhin, but then when they closed Volozhin, he had to leave somewhere else. I think he ended up in Warsaw, if I'm not mistaken, for medical treatment. So I checked with the historians. They were Nifter in Warsaw. And Reb Chaim ended up in Warsaw during World War I. So he died in 1917. Everyone ended up Stame Hefkevelt in Poland at the time. So they both ended up, the mice, they both were buried in the Beis HaKvaros, the famous Beis HaKvaros in Warsaw, right next to each other. So this chus to bring about 20 Bacharim to this Mamish Makom Kodesh, the Beis HaKvaros of both of the Tzim and Reb Chaim. And I was trying to think, what in the world can I say? I have to say something inspirational. That's what I was here for. Say something inspirational. What am I going to say? The basic verse of the Tziv, the Kevin, the Tziv and Reb Chaim. They said, you know, many people, we have different minhagim, adavim, b'makom kibriyat tzaddikim. They said that matoiv, if you can be mechavin in a particular kever, to daven for something, that's matim, to that person. That person would appreciate. So I asked the bachim, I started to tell them a little bit, and most of them were, they're pretty much all about the tshuva. You know, many of them were from Russian backgrounds, other Eastern European backgrounds, Hungarian, Polish, a lot of different group of boys. So, many of them didn't really know who the Tziv was, who Chaim was. So I started to explain to them a little bit. So I said to them, you know, all the Torah, I've been saying some shiur for them over the last days before, I said, all the Torah that I've learned, all the Torah that I've spread and everything, so you have to look through almost through the conduits, you know, so which tradition, which branch of Torah came down to most of us, and I would pretty much say just about everybody sitting around this table. So Torah has spread in many, many different ways. The Bar-Shul was a lot of different branches that spread his Torah, but a very major portion of the Torah world today came to us through the specific conduit, through that path of Vilna, through the words of the Vilna Gaon, through his Talmidim, particularly through Reb Chaim Volozhin, to the world of Volozhin, to the world of Brisk, which was an offshoot of the world of Elijah, and eventually found its way. Again, that doesn't mean there haven't been other branches along the way that have also picked up. But again, most of us, Ruben the Ruben, I'm looking around tonight, Ruben the Ruben of us have learned in pretty much the Litvisher style yeshivas, which for more or less are all patterned after Elijah in some way, shape, or form. And the Tziv was, of course, we spent a lot of time Shabbos afternoons the last few weeks about talking about Reb Chaim Volozhin, and the Tziv was the last Yeshiva in Volozhin. He stood by the helm of Volozhin for 30, 40 years. And Reb Chaim began his career basically of teaching Torah in Volozhin and then branched out to the Rav Brisk. And of course, so much of the Torah, particularly those who've gone through our yeshiva, so how much of the Torah has gone through ultimately came through from Reb Chaim, through Moshe Soloveitchik, to the Rav, all of our Arabeim. I'm looking around, I see a lot of people have made it into the Beis Medrash of YU over the years. So think about who your Rebbeim were. So the 99% of odds are that your Rebbeim were Tamidim of Tamidim of the Rav, or Tamidim themselves of the Rav. Anyone, even the younger Tamidim looking around, have definitely all come pretty much through that same path of Torah, give or take. So so much of what we have comes from that world of the Netziv and Reb Chaim. So I said to these Bacharim, I said, what do you think Netziv and Reb Chaim, if they were here, we could ask them, what do you think we should daven for right now? I think it's hands down. They would say we should daven for Hatzlocha of Hatzlocha and Limud HaTorah. When you speak about Hatzlocha and Limud HaTorah, to be Zoycha, to learn Torah, to be Zoycha, to teach Torah, to be Zoycha, to Abatz HaTorah, but it has to be in the context. Limud HaTorah is not just a scholarly, academic exercise, but it has to be in the context of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So I explained to these brachim, what words are more beautiful than the words of Ava Rabba? When you come to Kiddush Baruch Hu, Birch HaTorah, Avinu Avaracham and Merachim, we beg to the Ribbono Shel Olam for Rachman, especially like a child crying to Rachman, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Merachim, Rachim, the same, Libeinu, Rahman, Las, Lishmoa, Lumon, Lam, and Lish of Las, Kaim, to the Bisa, Sech of Ava, or Nene Besar, Sech of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yachil of Avenu, to do what? Ava Lishmoa. That's it. That's what we asked the Kiddush Baruch Hu. So we began singing. I'm not from the best of the singers, but Baruch Hashem, a few of them, we had to sing a little bit. Hold the kilo better than me, and Baruch Hashem from the depths of the basic kavaras in Warsaw, and you start to think it's a very, anyone who's been there, it's very eerie, very very eerie place, the basic kavaras in Warsaw. It's eerie for many many reasons, and then when you look to your right and you see, and when the tour guide tells you that's, you can still see the bricks of the wall of the Warsaw Ghetto. So you just think about, what history, what tears were shed in this Makom Kaddish and in surrounding area. So what greatest chus than to beseech a Kiddush Baruch Hu to Hatzlocha and Limud HaTorah, and that Hatzlocha and Limud HaTorah should come dafka through the Ala Aval Yerushmecha. So if there's any niggun that we can get, I'm not saying we're going to start off the niggun in our shul to start of it, maybe we should, but at least for tonight, so maybe we'll have a little bit of a niggun, just to be able to put ourselves into the proper spirit. And I'll hand it over to the Baal Menachem, who can do it better than I can. halacha, the last day of Shlosh Me'agbala, chap Ryan a little bit, and Hashem will see everyone here tomorrow. Shkosh, thank you. Thank you, Aaron, and anyone else who helped in terms of the coordinating. So, big shkosh there, man.
Get ready.